Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Maxi Urquiza, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, December 11th. 2024 will have, as usual, news, sports, and music. Loads of music, as today, December 11, is the World Day of Tango. And there are two reasons for that. One is that on this day, but in 1899, one of the leading tango musicians of all time, Julio De Caro, a violin player, was born. But not only that, 9 years earlier, on December 11, 1890, Carlos Gardel was born, the number one figure in the history of tango, an Argentine icon. This is the reason for December 11 being considered Tango Day, because of Gardel, and also because, coincidentally, Julio De Caro, who's also important to the in the history of the genre, was born. So we'll be playing music by De Caro and also sharing a full biography of Gardel with music and information about this key artist in the history of Western music. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. This show airs via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz, and also via internet on riot.com.ar, as well as our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital RAE, available for both Apple and Android phones. We are now ready to get started with the news. These are the headlines. President Javier Milei declares Argentina has passed the trial by fire as he marks his first year in office. Brazilian President Lula undergoes skull surgery. Ecuador announces the end of power outages. Mexican court investigates a man who attempted to divert a flight to the United States. Argentine court clears French rugby players of rape accusations. Vélez faces Central Córdoba in the Copa Argentina final days before deciding the local championship. And these are the news. President Javier Milei addressed the nation on its first anniversary in office, declaring that Argentina has already passed the trial by fire. In a pre-recorded message from Casa Rosada, he claimed the country's recession has ended and forecast a return to economic growth, promising happy times ahead. Mr. Milei highlighted reduced inflation and a smaller fiscal deficit as key achievements of his administration. He also announced plans to eliminate 90% of national taxes to give provinces greater autonomy and pledged to lift foreign currency controls in 2025. He anticipated free currency competition for all transactions except tax payments. The president further revealed efforts to negotiate a free trade agreement with the US and proposed measures to lower the age of criminal responsibility and to tackle organized crime. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has undergone surgery in São Paulo to treat a cranial hematoma. The condition resulted from a fall in October, which left lingering pain, officials said. 79-year Lula is recovering well in hospital following earlier surgeries this year for pneumonia and arthritis. Ecuador's president Daniel Noboa announced that the scheduled power outages will end on December 20. In a post on X, he attributed the improvement to restoring neglected infrastructure, which he blamed on corruption during the administration of his predecessor, Guillermo Lasso. Widespread outages, some lasting up to 14 hours, plagued the country this year due to drought-related hydroelectric shortages. The crisis was resolved through new generators, energy imports from Colombia and improved weather conditions, Mr. Noboa said. Mexican authorities are investigating a passenger who tried to forcefully divert a domestic flight route to the United States. The suspect, identified as Mario N., was aboard a Volaris airline flight from Guanajuato to Tijuana when he attempted to enter the cockpit, claiming he was under threat. Passengers and crew then restrained him, allowing the plane to make an emergency landing in Guadalajara, where he was arrested. He now faces charges for threats, disrupting communications, and other offenses. Brazil has declared a state of water scarcity for the Madeira, Purus, Tapajós and Xingu rivers, which are key tributaries of the Amazon. This marks the first such declaration in over a century. The decision comes in a year when Brazil also faced catastrophic flooding, with Porto Alegre submerged after heavy rains hit the state of Rio Grande do Sul. A court in Mendoza has dismissed charges against French rugby players Hugo Oradou and Oscar Jégou. The pair, who played for France's under-20 rugby team during a July tour in Argentina, have been accused by a woman who claimed they assaulted her in a hotel room. Initially detained, the players returned to France back in September after insufficient evidence emerged. The ruling this week cited inconsistencies in the accuser's testimony and hotel surveillance footage that did not support her allegations. And now, sports. Vélez Sarsfield and Central Córdoba will clash today in the final of the 2024 Copa Argentina in Santa Fe. The winner secures a spot in the 2025 Copa Libertadores. This high-stakes match comes just 4 days before Vélez competes for the local league title, tied at the top with Talleres. Vélez will face Huracán on Sunday in a decisive fixture for the championship. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
As I said before, December 11 is the World Day of Tango, because on that day Carlos Gardel was born in 1890, and also because it's the birth anniversary of Julio De Caro, a very important violin player, orchestra conductor, and also a composer. Julio De Caro was born on December 11, 1899. He died in Mar del Plata in 1980, and it was very important in the history of the genre. We're going to be now playing a track by his orchestra, conducted by him, called Mosca Brava, like tough fly, like the insect, like the bug, like the flying bug. Well, that's what a mosca is. A mosca brava would be a tough, tough fly. After that, we'll start sharing a feature on Carlos Gardel, because as I said before, it's also the reason, the main reason for December 11 being considered Tango Day, because it's the birth anniversary of the most important tango singer of all times, Carlos Gardel. So, well, this is a back-to-back of tango, De Caro and then Carlos Gardel, on the occasion of both the birth's anniversaries. This is Mosca Brava by De Caro.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents The Life of Carlos Gardel.
Mi Buenos Aires querido, cuando yo te vuelvo a ver.
Owner of a unique voice and huge talent, Carlos Gardel succeeded in turning tango into the Argentine music par excellence. Carlos Gardel was born in France in 1890, and he was hardly three when he was already living in Argentina with his mother. He was a child when he made some change singing to help his mummy at home. He was 10 when he started working as stagehand in the city's theaters, where he got in touch with a large number of artists of the time. Much at the same time, and in the city cafes, his voice was becoming popular little by little. That childish voice still, interpreting arias and folk songs he had learned at his different jobs. In 1908, Gardel presented himself accompanied by the guitars in different parties, during which he basically interpreted rural music, today known as folklore. The city of Buenos Aires was suffering deep transformations thanks to the successive immigration waves. That large village, as it was considered in 1870, recorded a population of less than 200,000 people. But it would place itself among the largest cities in the world in 1914, with over 1.5 million inhabitants.
La tropilla que monta se reservaba. Son de un pelo tardío, como mis años, y la tengo a Madrid, más renegida, más renegida, querida, que las penas que mi alma lleva escondida. Las espuelas que yo uso pa' mi floreo, pa' mi floreo, malambiando reluce mi zapateo, su romanza ya no hice para que yo pienso, porque yo pienso. Que es cobarde quien hiere los indefensos. Y los vatos que pongo de cabecera, cavilando me tienen la noche entera. La noche entera, hasta que me sorprende de la madrugada, la madrugada. Abrazado de quienes amo, con mi peor es nada.
Carlos Gardel grew up in the Abasto, the name of a Buenos Aires neighborhood where a central market of vegetables and fruit was open to the public. He will later on be baptized after the name of his neighborhood, Abasto's Dark Land.
El barrio del Abasto contaba por un lado con el cantor José Razzano y por otro con el morocho Carlitos Gardel.
In 1911, Gardel met with musician José Razzano. Together they integrated an artistic duo who stayed together for almost two decades.
¿Cuál de los dos artistas era el mejor?
Hasta que me sorprende de la madrugada y la madrugada.
The repertoire continued being devoted exclusively to the Creole music, rural or country. The term folklore would be introduced decades later. The presentation of the duo Gardel-Razzano used to stage their performances at the famous Café de los Angelitos, the Little Angels Café, and other cafes in the city of Buenos Aires. They toured through the country cities of Chile, Uruguay, and even Brazil in 1915. And it was during a trip to Rio de Janeiro that Gardel met with the famous Italian tenor Enrico Caruso.
El 17 de agosto de 1915, el gran tenor Enrico Caruso agitó sus brazos desde el vapor Infanta Isabel de Borbón.
The story goes that after being introduced to each other,
Caruso asked Gardel to sing for him, and then the Italian singer was really impressed by the talent of Gardel and couldn't believe he had never followed specific course on singing techniques. He also said that if Gardel had seriously followed some courses, he could have become the best baritone of the world.
Y fue aplaudido por Caruso, aquel cantor a quien imitaban.
Ante noche tuve un sueño que me parecía de risa. Soñé que te levantaba al alba para ir a misa. Dicen que de susto muere aquel que visiones ve. Yo vi de una lagartija, no sé si me moriré. Ahora corre, corre, chacarera, no te aflija mi dolor. Mira que yo voy muriendo por la causa de tu amor. Las mujeres son el diablo, sobrinas del gran demonio. Nosotros los varoncitos, hijitos de San Antonio. Las mujeres son el diablo, parientas del alacrán. Cuando ven a un hombre pobre, alzan la cola y se van. La mujer que quiere a dos no es tonta sino entendida. Si una vela se le apaga, la otra le queda encendida. Ahora corre, corre, chacarera, así no más va a de ser. Todos han de tener gusto, solo yo he de padecer.
In 1917, Carlos Gardel was summoned to premiere Mi Noche Triste, My Sad Night, the tango that aroused a revolution.
Hasta 1917, la base
with this composition, Gardel founded a genre, the tango canción, or the sung tango. Till that moment, the tango lyrics were also some funny verses which were generally interpreted at the end of the composition. That's to say, tangos were not sung. The lyrics that depicted a scene or a character were a few. But when Pascual Contursi wrote the lyrics of Mi Noche Triste, the concept of the tango verses changed overnight, as the plot became a drama. The story of a man abandoned by his wife or lover, suffering and getting drunk. The story tells that Carlos Gardel did not trust this tango. Till then, he had only interpreted folk style, and he believed that Mi Noche Triste, with many slang words, could not be welcomed by the public. But he was proved wrong, and success was achieved right away.
Todo triste, abandonado,
me dan ganas de llorar. Me detengo largo rato campaneando tu retrato pa' poderme consolar. De noche cuarenta me acuesto, no puedo cerrar la puerta por ti dejando la abierta. Mi hago ilusión que volver. Siempre llevo mi cochito para tomar con matecito, como si estuviera vos. Y si viera la catrera, cómo se pone cabrera cuando no nos vea los dos. Ya no hay poner pulir aquellos lindos frasquitos adornados con bonito, todo de un mismo color. Y el espejo está empañado y parece que ha llorado por la ausencia de tu amor. La guitarra en el ropero todavía está colgada, nadie en ella canta nada ni hace sus cuerdas vibrar. La lámpara del cuarto también su ausencia ha sentido, porque su luz no ha querido mi noche triste alumbrar. El canto que me amuraste es lo mejor de mi vida, dejándome la herida y espina en el corazón. Sabiendo que te quería, que vos eras mi alegría y mi sueño abrazador, para mí ya me consuelo y por eso me encurveno para olvidarme de tu amor.
In that same year of 1917, Carlos Gardel recorded Mi Noche Triste. It was his first tango. Let's listen to the comments made by Hugo Marcel and María Volonté about the beginning of this new stage of tango.
No hay un antes de Gardel. Hay un a partir de Gardel. Antes de Gardel no había nada. Habló del tango cantado. A partir de Gardel. Quiere decir que Gardel está ligado definitivamente al comienzo del tango, a sus orígenes, a sus formas, a su carácter, a su perfil. Es Gardel y nadie más.
Gardel crea un formato que antes no existía, que es el de cantor de tangos, porque ese formato fue el que de alguna manera rigió después con sus cánones y su manera. Todos los intérpretes estuvieron como iluminados.
Rechiflao en mi tristeza, te evoco y veo que has sido en mi pobre vida paria, solo una buena mujer. Tu presencia de bacana puso calor en mi nido. Fuiste buena, consecuente, y yo sé que me has querido. Como no quisiste a nadie, como no podrás querer.
As from that moment, Gardel devoted more and more to tango, and the duo Gardel-Razzano got dissolved. Shortly afterwards, Gardel would record his first simples, and more tangos would flow the market. Later still, Gardel made his debut as a film star. In 1923, he premiered the tango Mano a Mano, To Be Even, with lyrics of poet Celedonio Flores. This tango became one of the Gardel's greatest hits.
Hoy tenés el mate lleno de infelices ilusiones. Te engrupieron los otarios, las amigas, el gavión.
By 1925, Carlos Gardel was already famous as singer and tango composer. His baritone voice, his sensitivity, and his tuning performance added to his elegance and smile turned him into the idol.
His large success in Europe and the States was still to come, a success that turned him into the only Latin American artist with an international scope between 1925 and 1935, when he unexpectedly lost his life in a plane accident in Colombia.
Que te abracen las paradas con caficia filonguero y que digan los muchachos, es una buena mujer.
Owner of a unique voice and a huge talent, Carlos Gardel succeeded in making tango the Argentine music par excellence.
Si precisas una ayuda, si te hace falta un consejo, acordate de este amigo que ha de jugarse el pellejo para ayudarte en lo que pueda cuando llegue la ocasión.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mondo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, part two of a feature of this feature on Carlos Gardel. We're going to be focusing on the second part of his life and career, all the way to his tragic death on June 24, 1935, in a plane crash as he was taking off from the airport of Medellin. He was in the middle of a South American tour, and he tragically died in June 1935. But as I said before, December 11 is Tango Day, not only because Gardel, but also because of Julio De Caro, who was born on December 11, but 1899. That's 9 years after Gardel, in 1890. So we'll play more music by Julio De Caro, and then more Gardel. This is El Monito, The Little Monkey, by the orchestra conducted by Julio De Caro.
Thank you. 向世界
Rai Argentina vers le monde
Rai Argentina to the world
Rai 世界に向けてアルゼンチン
Rai Argentina al mundo
Rai Argentina al mondo
Rai Argentinian in the world
Rai Argentina al mundo
Rai Argentina to the world presents Carlos Gardel, the one who sings better every day.
Por una cabeza de un noble potrillo que justo en la raya afloja al llegar.
Owner of an incomparable voice and a huge talent, Carlos Gardel succeeded in making tango the Argentine music par excellence.
Por una cabeza me tejón de un día de aquella coqueta y risueña mujer.
Carlos Gardel was born in France in 1890, but he grew up in Buenos Aires where already in 1908 he started performing in some small stages in the city. His repertoire, basically folklore during the first part of his career as professional artist, was deeply increased when he dared interpret the first tango canción. That's to say, the first tango whose music was accompanied by lyrics. The tango as a musical genre was just starting to find its own expression, and it was far from being popular. In 1911, Carlos Gardel joins guitarist and singer José Razzano, and together they integrated a very successful artistic duo. Yet, in 1917, Gardel's career takes a new course. That year, he's chosen to premiere a revolutionary tango, My Sad Night.
Hasta 1917.
Until 1917, Gardel's repertoire included sambas, tiles, and country songs. Tango was a dancing music that still missed the singer's voice. But everything changed when Gardel presented My Sad Night at the Empire Theater, written by his friend Pascual Contursi. The piece became the first tango canción in tango history.
Tango canción de la historia.
De noche cuerdo me acuesto, no puedo cerrar la puerta, fuerte dejando la abierta, mi ilusión que volver.
This way, My Sad Night became the first tango properly sang, interpreted, and at the same time, the first tango interpreted by Carlos Gardel. And not only that, together with the lyricized tango, Gardel created the figure of tango singer. His style, his figure, ruled even after his death. As from Gardel, every interpreter had as reference the model he had invented. Hugo Marcel says so.
No hay un antes de Gardel. Hay un a partir de Gardel.
If we talk of lyricized tango, there isn't a before Gardel. There is a as from Gardel. Gardel is definitely linked to the beginning of tango, its origins, its ways, character and profile. It is Gardel and nobody else.
Es Gardel y nadie más.
Rechiflao en mi tristeza, te evoco y veo que has sido en mi pobre vida paria solo una buena mujer. Tu presencia de bacana puso calor en mi nido. Fuiste buena, consecuente, y yo sé que me has querido.
As from that moment on, Carlos Gardel fully took to tango. And in 1923, more than half his repertoire was already integrated by this music. His public expanded as quickly as his success.
Nada debo agradecerte, mano a mano hemos quedado. No me importa lo que has hecho, lo que haces y lo que harás.
In 1923 and 1924, the duo Gardel-Razzano held their first presentations in Spain and France, where the tango had already become popular.
Gardel's European tours would occur more often, although not with Razzano.
Mientras tanto que tus triunfos, pobres triunfos pasajeros, sean una larga fila de riquezas y placer.
Three technological developments of the time collaborated with the international success of Gardel. The recordings with the microphone, the sound movies, and the radio. The years 1926 and 1927 were the years in which Carlos Gardel registered the largest number of records, exceeding 100 songs in all. Out of the hits of the time, we can mention Going Down Belgrano Street.
Aquella marquesa de la risa loca se pintó en la boca por besar a un flor.
Tango historians agree to point out that Carlos Gardel had an important business outlook that explains not only his choice of tango and the incorporation of technological findings of the time, but also the care of his image. Besides taking care of his health and his voice, Carlos Gardel always tried to watch his weight, the gym, and paid special attention to the gestures made by his face and hands when he sang. He devoted the same care and interest in his apparel. He also knew to profit from the growing interest for tango in Europe and the States. And Maria Volonté tells us so.
Es un artista que ha dado como el puntapié inicial para todo un proceso.
Carlos Gardel is the artist that gave the kickoff of a whole process, who was deeply aware of the artistic importance of the music he was trying to develop. And the way he projected it to the world turned him into the first Latin American artist with an international echo of his own voice.
Mundialmente hablando.
Viejo smoking de los tiempos en que yo también tallaba, cuánta papusa graba en tu sola mayor.
At the beginning of the 30s, Carlos Gardel was already an internationally renowned singer. He had traveled several times to Spain and France, where the media defined his triumphal success. He recorded and sold thousands of records and signed new contracts. He also incorporated a new modality that would modify his career and the popularity of his art, the movies.
Yo no siento la tristeza de saberme derrotado y no me amarga el recuerdo de mi pasado esplendor. No me arrepiento del verso ni los años que he tirado, pero yo al verme solo, sin amigos, sin amor.
In 1930, Carlos Gardel starred 15 sound shorts, each about a song. Filmed and premiered in Buenos Aires, they were presented as theater tangos. The most elaborated of all can be said to be Old Tuxedo, in which Gardel, before singing, performed a dramatic sketch about unemployment and poverty during the times of the Big Depression. It was said that Gardel's shorts were the first video clips of movie history.
Viejo smoking, cuántas veces la vi no me ama, ama.
And from then on, Carlos Gardel would devote to the movies.
Y el mi resplante de guapo, cuántos santos se mojaron, cuántos taitas se envidiaron, mi fama.
After a not very successful premiere in France, Carlos Gardel returned to Argentina, where he opened the film Lights of Buenos Aires. The success was really huge and immediate, and turned him into the very popular figure of the Latin American singer, a new market for him. Shortly afterwards, when he was shooting a new movie in France again, he met and started working with lyricist and scriptwriter Alfredo Lepera.
Acaricia mi ensueño, el suave murmullo de tu suspirar. Como ríe la vida si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar.
Together, Carlos Gardel and Alfredo Lepera would produce a large number of songs, and Gardel's world popularity will become one with Lepera's. Most of the songs were produced for the movies, such as Silence, Faraway Land of Mine, Downslope, For Ahead, and the very famous My Beloved Buenos Aires. And of course, the best, The Day You Loved Me.
El día que me quiera, la rosa se engalana, se vestirá de fiesta con su mejor color. Y al viento las carparas dirán que ella eres mía, y loca la portada se cortará de tu amor. La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas los mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa que verán querer mi corazón.
El día que me quiera no habrá más que armonía, será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial, traerá quieta la brisa rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quieras, endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor, florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor.
La noche que me quiera, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa que verán querer mi
In December 1933, Gardel and Lepera traveled to the States, where they celebrated a contract with Paramount Pictures, the company that was looking for someone to take over Rodolfo Valentino's figure. All in all, the company produced 5 films starred by Carlos Gardel, with the script and song lyrics of Alfredo Lepera. Historian Osvaldo Barsky describes the admiration Gardel aroused during the shooting sets. When Gardel was shooting in New York, all the Paramount studios came to a halt and people went to watch him live. There were 300 to 400 people. When Gardel interpreted, her eyes closed. The commotion was such during the shooting of the scene upon the body of his dead wife, his love, the whole situation. Everything was so touching, and his musical capacity to get pain across was so real that they said that once the scene was over, there was a general chilling silence of about 20 seconds, followed by an awesome ovation when the people realized that he had imprinted in history the feeling of a very deep pain.
Un documento de dolor profundo.
Sus ojos se cerraron y el mundo sigue andando. Su boca que era mía ya no me besa más. Se apagaron los ecos de su reír sonoro.
At the beginning of 1935, Carlos Gardel was already a true popular idol of the Hispanic world in the States, France, and Spain. And of course, throughout all Latin America.
Porque tu sabes tan cruel temo la vida, porque esta mueca siniestra de la suerte quise abrigarla y más pudo la muerte, como me duele y se ahonda mi herida.
In March 1935, accompanied by Lepera and a group of Argentine guitar players, all collaborators, Carlos Gardel left from New York to Puerto Rico, the first stop in a tour of several countries of America, which he never completed.
Como perros de presa las penas traicioneras, celando su cariño galopaban detrás, y escondida en las aguas de su mirada buena, la muerte agazapada marcaba su compás.
From April to June that year, the singer put on special performances in Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Curaçao, Aruba, and Colombia. In each one of his shows, he received the warm affection of the large number of fans who followed him everywhere to embrace him and kiss him.
Porque tú sabes tan cruel como la vida, porque esta vuelta siniestra de la suerte.
And it was there, in Colombia, on June the 24th, 1935, that the most popular idol of Argentine music and of tango met his early death as a consequence of an air accident. The death of Carlos Gardel silenced the Argentine people, who could not believe in the news that arrived from Colombia. Several rumors spread the following week and the next, little sagas that ensured that Gardel was still alive and that he was so disfigured by the burn suffered in the accident that he lived hidden in Colombia.
Silencio en la noche, ya todo está en calma, el músculo duerme, la ambición trabaja, un clarín se oye. Peligra patria, y el grito de guerra, los hombres se matan, cubriendo de sangre los campos de Francia.
The remains of Carlos Gardel took several months to arrive in Argentina. Some 30,000 people waited at the harbor to accompany the coffin to a multitudinous wake. There, an orchestra interpreted the tango, Silence. And since then, his recordings can be listened to in every Argentine radio broadcaster. His films are still shown and the Argentine people still say that Gardel sings better every day.
Yo adivino el parpadeo de las luces que a lo lejos van marcando mi retorno. Son las mismas que alumbraron con sus pálidos reflejos hondas horas de dolor.
The tango music owes Gardel the creation of a style and the mass popularization of the new genre. Historian Osvaldo Barsky tells us about his transcendence.
Expresó excepcionalmente ese clima cultural.
Gardel exceptionally expressed that extraordinary cultural climate that filled Buenos Aires in the first decades of the 20th century. He could understand it and transmit it through an unrivaled art. That's the reason of his eternal presence. And that's why his huge artistic quality turned him into an unbeatable figure. Because he clearly was and is unique. That's why he's still alive, not as a myth, but as an absolutely exceptional reality, as a person and as an artist.
Tengo miedo del encuentro con el pasado que vuelve a enfrentarse con mi vida. Tengo miedo de las noches que pobladas de recuerdos encadenen mi soñar. Pero el viajero que huye, tarde o temprano detiene su andar. Y aunque el olvido que todo destruye,
haya matado mi vieja ilusión.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Carlos Gardel, the one who sings better every day.
Volver con la frente marchita, la nieve del tiempo plasearon.
Translation and voice, Miriam Turcula. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Matías Arreceigor.
Que 20 años no es nada, que febril la mirada, errante en la sombra, te busca y te nombra. Vivir con el alma aferrada a un dulce recuerdo que yo...
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて、アルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
We're going to go over the headlines again before signing off. President Javier Milei declares Argentina has passed the trial by fire as he marks his first year in office. Brazilian President Lula undergoes skull surgery. Ecuador announces the end of power outages. Mexican court investigates a man who attempted to divert a flight to the United States. Argentine court clears French rugby players of rape accusations. Vélez faces Central Córdoba in the Copa Argentina final days before defining the local championship in which Vélez are the leaders. This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English for this Wednesday, December 11, 2024. Our sound technician was Maxi Urquiza and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed today's program and we'd like to invite you to join us tomorrow for a new one. Chao, hasta mañana.